All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. The measles outbreak across the country, 465 cases, I think, since the beginning of the year. That's the most since measles was eradicated. Shows the legal challenges of balancing personal rights and the public good. Kim Miller, Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer, will join us on the next segment of the show. Bernie Sanders making a campaign rally in Madison tonight. WizPolitics.com editor J.R. Ross will join us on the final segment of the show. We'll talk about Sanders and the other Democratic presidential candidates, the latest Marquette Law School poll, President Donald Trump's numbers, basically flat, a slight improvement. We'll get reaction from J.R. coming up on the final segment of the program. Some of the most powerful women in Wisconsin state government are coming together to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the state's ratification of the 19th Amendment. Joining us on this segment of the show, Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, Erin Grunzi. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. For people who don't know what the 19th Amendment is, tell them.
Yeah, so the 19th Amendment is the amendment that gives national suffrage to women, which means the right to vote.
All right. And what are your thoughts on it's the 100th anniversary of that.
Yeah, so on June 10th, 1919, Wisconsin made history becoming the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment. It would be later than in August of 1920 that Tennessee became the last, it was later in 1919. It was in 1920, sorry, that Tennessee became the 36th state to ratify the amendment, and that finally fulfilled the requirement of three-fourths of the states ratifying, and then Congress then wrote it into law, making it the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution in August of 1920. So, so we have a 100-year anniversary for Wisconsin here in June, and then nationwide another anniversary of 100 years next August.
All right. And what are your thoughts on Governor Tony Evers yesterday signing an executive order to create a special committee to celebrate this anniversary? I think isn't his wife going to chair the committee?
That's right. The First Lady, Kathy Evers, will be chairing the committee, and the committee is made up of all the women who are part of the Wisconsin congressional delegation. There's tribal leaders, the women on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, cabinet members, women of the legislature, and then a few groups like ours, League of Women Voters, Wisconsin Women's Network, a woman from the Wisconsin Historical Society, some women from the university who study women's studies, will make up this committee. And, yeah, I think it's great. It provides basically we're tasked with putting together some educational material around what all happened during that time, how it was a decades-long fight for the right to vote, how that history is very complicated, in that there was much back and forth about universal suffrage. It split the movement because black women wanted to be part of that to guarantee their right to vote, and some women within the suffrage movement felt that they just wanted to concentrate on white women's rights to vote. So it's complicated. It's grueling. Women were arrested and force-fed because they held protests in hunger strikes. It wasn't an easy thing. It wasn't just going up to the Capitol and lobbying and shaking hands and saying, I hope you please consider this. It was a long fight, and I think that educational component that the committee is tasked with will be good to share this history with throughout the state.
So Wisconsin was the first state in the country to ratify the amendment in 1919. But Wyoming was the first state to grant women the right to vote, and that was back in like 1890, wasn't it?
Yeah, so in some states, before suffrage was granted nationally through the amendment, women did have some rights to vote in state elections, and as you mentioned, Wyoming being one. In other places, women were granted the right to vote in things like school board elections and at the municipal or county level elections. So there were some inroads for women to exercise voting rights in that way. But what the 19th Amendment did was guarantee that right at a national level. So now women can participate in federal elections. And, you know, at the time, Wisconsin wasn't even that favorable for women voting. The Wisconsin state legislature was not very favorable for it. It's kind of amazing that Wisconsin was the first state to do so. And also, that story is interesting, too, because it was a little bit of a fluke because Illinois had misfiled its papers or something. Otherwise, they would have been the first one. And I think Michigan was also up there with turning in their information to become the first state to ratify. But the Wisconsin congressional representatives at the time were favorable to women's suffrage, and so the work that was done in the state was mostly then to look for a national, a federal solution, since the state wasn't favoring women's suffrage.
All right, and fine. Where was Susan B. Anthony credited with kind of leading this whole effort from the beginning?
Yeah. So Susan B. Anthony was definitely one of the women who had a dominant role. Elizabeth Cady Stanton as well. Chapman Catt was born in Ripon. Actually, if you go up to Ripon, you'll find a historical marker for her. And she was also a prominent member. And then we have a few statewide women who played prominent roles, both in state and nationwide. It's a fascinating history. You know, the Wisconsin Historical Society has an excellent display right now in the Capitol, in the Rotunda. If you're here in Madison, go check that out. And then they also have some great resources online.
All right. Do you know, maybe you already mentioned this, is there a specific date for the anniversary where there's going to be a huge celebration?
Yeah, so the date that the committee, or the activity that the committee will create is forthcoming, so I don't know that a date has been set. I know the League, our office is organizing an event on June 23rd here at the Capitol, which is free for everyone. And we'll be addressing the 19th Amendment ratification of Wisconsin in that honor. And so that's noon here at the Capitol. And then the committee will also come up with an event that will be open for the public.
All right. Very good. Very good. League of Women Voters of Wisconsin Executive Director Erin Grunze. Erin, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. You too.